going to be okay.
That's right.
It's when we doubt, it's when we get into trouble. Peter was afraid, and he was walking on water, something no other man had done other than Jesus. And you know what? A little bit of doubt, when he got afraid, caused him to start to sink.
Amen.
And you know, there's a lot of people today starting to sink.
Amen.
A lot of folks are falling away from the faith that they once had.
Why don't we go to the Lord right now in prayer?
Yes, honey.
Our precious Heavenly Father, you know each and every need in this room. You know each and every need of the listeners over the radio. And Father, we just lift our hearts up to you. We ask you to restore us, refresh us, renew us. Might we be filled with the knowledge of who you are and who we are, because Jesus set us free from our old sinful nature and made us brand new. We thank you, Father. Father, if our faith is weak, we come to you and ask you to give us faith.
Yes,
if our
Lord.
Love is weak, Father, we come to you and repent of not being loving, and we ask you to fill us with your love. We look to you for all things, Father. Might we glorify you today with our lives. Thank you for hearing our prayer and answering. We love you, Father, that you're always there and you're always with us by the power of your Spirit in us. We love you in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Are you full to overflowing now with the Lord Jesus? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Visit a while, not too long ago, a few weeks ago, with Miss Faye, and we just had a good talk, a good visit, spent a little time together, and Miss Faye was telling me all that she was trying to do for this home, and telling me about having church here. How many of y'all visit church when they have church here, huh?
Very
amen.
Good,
you know, that's wonderful. The Bible says that before the return of Jesus, a lot of people, there would be a great falling away. And we are encouraged to always do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And we get strong. You know, I don't know what a lot of you think about our meetings when we come by here. And, of course, we've been doing this for many years, almost 20 years. And, you know, I don't know what you really think or why you want to come to be with us. But I pray that it's because you are expecting something from the Lord. Do you know that God wants to bless old people too? And you know, we're all getting older, aren't we? No. Yeah, well, we're getting older. Yes, we are now. Now, that's something we got to do is we've got to face the truth, don't we? And you know what the truth is? God's watching over us. God's watching over us, and you know what? There is coming a day, and we all should be looking forward to that day. We all should be looking forward to the day when we get to see Jesus and we go to a place that God has prepared for us. You know, I was reading, I have a daily bread in the bathroom, and I know some of you may laugh, but when I go to the bathroom, I do a lot of reading. Now, I know that you have a purpose by going to the bathroom, but that's one of my reading places. And so I was reading in the daily devotion today of the daily bread about the place, you know, the place that Jesus has prepared for us. What kind of place is it going to be? Well, there's just so many clues in the Bible. It's going to be pain-free.
Amen.
You know what? The Bible says that God will wipe all the tears from our eyes.
That's right.
And you know, it's just so important for us to realize that that place that Jesus has already prepared for us is waiting for those that are believers in Christ.
Amen.
And you may say, well, a lot of people believe, but they live like the devil. Well, let me tell you, people that live like the devil don't really believe, because if you believe in Christ, you'll want to do right, won't you?
That's right.
Yeah, you'll want to do right, and you'll want to let people see Jesus in your life.
That's right.
I'll never forget the day that I got saved, and I was so excited about that.
You got to tell somebody, don't you?
You got to tell somebody. You know what I did? I went in the neighborhood and started knocking on people's doors, telling them that I had just got saved and that I was going to start going to a little missionary Baptist church down the road. And I invited them to come and to be in church on Sunday. I wanted to see other people have the kind of joy that I had.
Amen.
And you know, I tell you what, if you've lost your first love for Christ, the Bible says, let's come back to our first love.
Yes, amen.
You know, with God, it's not too late to get things right. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, I try to make sure that the people I love, I tell them every chance I get, because we need to demonstrate what Jesus has done in our life in this nursing home.
Amen.
I know sometimes it has to be so hard when you have pain and seems like the medicine don't work, or maybe you long to see somebody in your family and you haven't seen them in a long time, and you just seem like sometimes you sit day after day and you're just looking down the road just to see if they're going to come see you. And you know, it's hard. It's hard whenever you do not have control over the things that are happening around you.
That's right.
But I want to say this morning, that God is in control.
Amen.
And if we will surrender our life and our will to His will and His plan, you're going to see that the things around us don't really matter that much at all.
That's right.
To have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to have Him always there to talk to... You know what? And He still has the power to heal. Mm-hmm. He has the power to put the devil under our feet. And He said, I give you power in my name to do the same thing.
That's right.
And so it's just really important for you to know that you're not helpless here in Okeechobee.
Amen.
You might be in a wheelchair, but honey, you're not helpless. Your body may be racked with pain, and maybe your mobility is just about gone, but you're not helpless because you have someone living in you. And if you don't, you can have him today by inviting him into your heart. You have someone living in you that is in total control of what's going on in your life.
Amen.
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 Amen. You know, the strongest way to build your muscles is to swim upstream. You know, the trout swim upstream, don't they?
Yes.
And they have to go up little waterfalls, and you'll see them at spawning time. You'll see all these trout. They're swimming, and they go up the waterfalls, and they're continually swimming. They have a goal, and that goal is to get upstream to where the water's calm, to where they lay their eggs, and then you know what happens to them? They die.
That's right.
Well, you know what? There's coming a time when we're all going to die. And we need to say, I am going to be swimming upstream.
And lay a lot of eggs.
And lay a lot of eggs.
I want to lay a lot of eggs for Jesus.
So I've said all that to say this. Us coming together is not just a little time for entertainment. And you know, whoopee, let's sing a few songs and I feel better and all that. Because, you know, feelings come and go, don't they?
Yes.
But the things of God will get in your soul and your spirit, and they'll stick there.
Amen.
And then the times when nobody else is around, the times when nobody else understands, you have your God living in you.
Amen.
And I tell you what, he encourages me every day.
Me too.
God encourages me every day. You know, when I listen to the radio and I watch the TV and I just see such garbage and such terrible things going on, I just turn it off and I start thanking God for what he's done in my life.
Yes, amen.
You know what he gave you to me all these years we've been able to come. And I know that there's been times that it's been difficult for a lot of people for us to come here. But you know what? We're here.
Yes.
And God has put us together. Nikki and I are heading up to West Virginia in just a couple weeks for the summer. And, you know, we have plans of coming back in November. But, you know, we make our plans, don't we?
That's right.
But God makes his plans, too. And sometimes our plans don't work out so good. But God's plan for you is to have peace.
Yes.
For you to have joy.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be an overcomer.
That's right. Amen.
How many of you say, I'm an overcomer?
I'm an overcomer.
How many will lift your hand and say, I'm overcoming my sickness?
I'm overcoming my sickness.
I'm overcoming my broken heart.
I'm overcoming my broken heart.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
My Savior. Made me an overcomer.
Made me an overcomer.
Amen. Keep a good attitude, folks. This summer, just love one another. Keep coming to church. I noticed Miss Faye has got some of the best sound equipment over there, and I have to be careful. I get envious. And when you get envious of something somebody else has, then you start coveting.
That's right.
And then when you start coveting, you break the commandments.
That's right.
Amen.
We'll be happy with
what
Jesus gave us. Amen.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. Sing it,
honey. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to plant and make me fully whole. In sorrow,
tells me every care on him to roll.
Hallelujah!
He's the lily of
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Bless your heart, sir. Bless your heart.
He all my grief has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his.
He will never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. All afar about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll.
Hallelujah!
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Everything, don't we? The air we breathe. Some people don't realize that. They don't give the glory to God. But I want to give the glory to God in every facet of my life. Everything.
Amen.
And I know he loves me and I'm special to him. There's only one of me. There's only one of you, each one of you. And oh, how he loves you.
Amen. I want to thank God for the privilege of opening up his word this morning. And I pray that none of you are tired of hearing God's word. There's strength in God's word, isn't there?
That's right.
Our faith is strengthened through God's word. And today, as I open up the Bible, I just want to thank God for this privilege, for this opportunity to open up and to be fed from his word. And, you know, I find the older I get, I find that I read the Psalms more. And to me, Psalms are so refreshing and so strengthening. And today, I'd like to read from one of the Psalms in Psalm 119. Psalm 119:81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many days are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimonies of thy mouth. You know, this was more than likely an old person just like you and me that wrote this part of the 119 Psalm. A person that got old and a person that said, God, I've been faithful. I've followed you all my life. And when are you going to make things right? You know, a lot of us wonder, God, when are you going to make things right? We see people mistreating other people. We have to deal with the terrorists like we've never had to deal with them before. And that's what they are. They're terrorists. Anybody that will do what those people are doing is horrible. And we look around and this psalmist was saying, Lord, even though things are going, it seems like topsy-turvy, the world's upside down, he said, I'll still trust in you. Amen. I'll still keep your commandments. And that's what we have to do. No matter what's going on in our life, and no matter what's going on in our family, no matter what's going on around us, we've got to keep our faith because we know that our Creator is so much wiser than we are.
Amen.
And I want to say this to you today, that nothing happens in your life and mine that God won't turn it around for good if we'll seek His face.
That's right.
The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose. And you know, there's many things that I thought were so bad in my younger years. And I look back and I see where God was working out a blessing in my life.
Amen.
When my late wife died at 46 years old, I thought that was the worst thing that could have happened to me. And it was really left me devastated. But like the psalmist, I said, God, I don't understand. My life is just completely feels like it's ended. But I said, Lord, I'll still trust you. I still made this trip down here. I still went into nursing homes. I set up the music, and I played music and told people about Jesus. You know, it's not enough to tell people you're a Christian. You're going to have to live and be a Christian. And being a Christian's not an easy life. And it seems like the older you get, the harder it is to be a Christian. Because we start asking all these questions. Where did my life go? Seems like it was only yesterday that I had my own place. I was doing good, cooking my meals, watching over my family, raising my children. And now, what am I doing in this nursing home? Why has my life turned out to be like this? And excuse me. I can tell you this. I don't know. And I'm not going to pretend to know why God allows things to happen sometimes.
Amen.
But I do know this, that His Word says that we got to continue to believe and trust in Him no matter what. Excuse me, I've had friends that I thought would go the last mile of the way with me. Thank you for the water, honey. And I've had some of my friends to do the most horrible things that I never thought even my enemies would do. But you know, Jesus has always been there. And when I've called on him, he's always been there for me.
Amen.
And so, no matter what happens, we've got to be like this psalmist. He said, Lord, I'm still going to believe. I'm still going to trust in you. And one day when we see what God has prepared for his children,
amen,
when we see and we experience in person what God has prepared for those that love him, we'll be like Paul when Paul said, I count it all as dung. I count it all as dung to gain Christ. Not worthy to be compared to even be talking about when we get to heaven. But we're not there yet. So you got to keep believing. Don't let down your guard. Don't let down your guard, because the devil will jump in there and make your life as miserable. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But you don't have to be miserable. God loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. And without faith, we cannot please God. So we're going to keep trusting, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're going to keep pressing on. And you know, when you don't know what to do, just praise him.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Those three words there are so important.
Yes.
When you have pain in your body, thank you, Jesus. Devil can't stand that. He'll get away. He'll get away from you.
It's true.
You've got the power. God's given you the power in Jesus' name.
Amen.
To overcome the devil.
Amen.
And you may not be saved today. I'd like to pray with you today. Some people will say, oh, them old people, if they ain't saved, they ain't going to get saved. Oh, yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. It's because Christians are too lazy to come and love nursing home people and give them the good news. That's where the problem's at. So would you like to pray with me today? Someone here listening to my voice. You may be out there listening to the radio today in Charleston, West Virginia, Beckley, in that area. Isn't it time that we got saved?
Yes.
And started living the kind of life God has for you and me.
Amen.
Father in heaven, I pray right now in Jesus' name. God, I just pray that your spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost, would just minister to our hearts the things that's wrong in our life. We ask you, God, to show us, give us the strength to repent and to receive the life-changing power of Jesus Christ right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let it be done, Father.
Amen.
And for these dear saints that are so tired, revive us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For the staff that does their job every day. Every day.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray for you to strengthen and encourage them. Reveal yourself to the staff here that spiritual things are so important.
Amen.
More important than any other issue in this home is for our residents to be spiritually uplifted.
Yes.
Touch them now, God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And everybody says,
amen.
Let's sing that song. Amen. I'd rather have Jesus
than anything.
Than anything. Anything that this world can give me.
Than to be a king
in a vast domain,
or be held in sin's dread sway.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather.